For the new Dean of Libraries at Vanderbilt University, coming to campus feels much like coming home. Connie Benita Dow received her master's degree in library science from Vanderbilt University in 1979. She's now returning home 3 decades later as the university's first ever Dean of Libraries. I recently had the opportunity to find out a little bit more about her many talents and interests and her passion for making academic libraries centers or hubs of dynamic activity on campus. What were some of the attractions for you to come to Vanderbilt?
Well, I've always been an admirer, a supporter, and a very proud alum of Vanderbilt. So over the years, I've been a booster at times that I've been right on the edge of getting into trouble with my colleagues. I've sent them so many of our stories about Vanderbilt. From the first time I interviewed on campus, it really did feel like coming home. Everyone here has been so warm. They've been so welcoming. I've just been touched by the response I got from the appointment.
Did you do your graduate work in library science?
Yes, I did. At Peabody, the very year that Peabody and Vanderbilt became one. I came in as a Peabody student and I left as a Vanderbilt student. I was actually working in the library at that time. And 1 month, my paycheck was from the Joint Universities Libraries, and the next, it was from Vanderbilt Libraries.
So in which Vanderbilt libraries did you work?
I started in Central, and then I had a job offer from the Science Library, and I moved over to Sciences. It was a great experience. They let me do things. We were pioneering online searching at that time, and I got to, as a student, do online searching, taught library instruction classes, and really felt very supported by the librarians and the library director there. Once I got my degree, I was very, very fortunate to have several great opportunities, some at research libraries, some tenure track positions, and I chose a temporary position at an African-American institution, Morgan State University in Baltimore, and it gave me an opportunity, really, to experience being a minority, which has really, it was the best decision I've ever made career-wise. It really did change my life and my outlook in terms of diversity and in terms of campus life. I'm very, very pleased. I went to Morgan. I also got to teach there and help develop a library instruction program.
I noticed when we were talking earlier, you talked about being in journalism. Now, was that when you were in school?
I was in journalism after my undergraduate degree.
Which was at MTSU, right?
Which was at MTSU. And then I also worked doing public relations for libraries. And that's how I went from journalism to public relations to libraries.
Sounds like you traveled quite a bit in your different jobs. You were in Baltimore, and then you went up to Connecticut?
I was in Baltimore and at the University of North Texas, at University of California, Santa Barbara, and then Connecticut. And then back to California to San Diego. Married to a Californian, there's a lot of California in my job resume.
So what are some of the things people might like to know about you that, you know, might not necessarily be on your bio or might not stand out?
Well, I certainly enjoy theater and film. In my early career, I was a bibliographer in those fields and enjoy them very much, and museums. I'm a reader and a book collector.
Does that mean you're always going out there looking for the latest book? Or what does this mean exactly?
What is book collecting?
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of things. My version of book collecting is a pretty low-key one compared to lots of people. I have recently joined the Grow Your Club in New York and the Zamorano Club in Southern California, which brings together people to talk about books and talk about printing and to some degrees libraries and those of us who are in the book field. Collectors sometimes want to collect all the first editions of books. Maybe they want to collect all the books by one printer. Sometimes they collect artist books, so they're really more works of art than you would think of as a reading copy of a book. It's a great group of people to get to know. And our special collections has benefited greatly, and special collections across the country, from people who pull together collections on a particular author or a particular printer or type of book. And lots of times those find their ways into as gifts to special collections. And certainly someday mine will. And I think that's part of the fun of it, is that then they will be students and researchers in the future will be able to see inscriptions by authors and perhaps personal letters by authors and rare and special editions of things that might be otherwise lost.
So when you collect these, yeah, are you able to touch them and look at them and read them, or do you want to just put them away in a hermetically sealed place?
Well, that varies from collector to collector. I think, just as I think with libraries and special collections, they're there to be used, and of course used properly and taken care of, but they're there to educate, and that's what I really enjoy about this particular aspect of my set of hobbies or work. It's work outside of work, so to speak, but it's also great fun to get to know people who care so much about authors and about reading and and sometimes it's not literature, sometimes it's history. There's a lot of folks in these book clubs. Some of the most important collectors in the country collect history or other fields. A dear friend is a collector of Darwin, and he's an evolutionary biologist. So it varies quite a lot.
Do you belong to other book clubs, too? I mean, book clubs are so popular now. It's sort of like everybody is in a book club. Have you done that, or is that a kind of a different level?
Well, the book clubs I think you might be thinking about are those that read books and discuss books. Mm-hmm. And from time to time, I've been either a special guest at book clubs and I've really enjoyed that. I think I've participated in a couple of dozen book clubs in San Diego over the last decade, and that's really fun. Mm-hmm. And I think starting book clubs are important activities in this era because libraries should be promoting reading.
I know you also mentioned theater as an interest. Any particular type?
Well, I think theater at colleges and universities is very important. It's usually not completely influenced by having to make money or even to break even because it's subsidized and it's supposed to be a learning experience. So there's a wide range of theater productions that you can see on university and college campuses. Mm-hmm. I've always enjoyed professional theater. Every trip to London or every trip to New York has to have a play or two or three or four. And I'm very lucky to have been able to see a number of productions in San Diego during my time there. I enjoy getting to know faculty in theater and students in theater at the institutions where I work. I've enjoyed helping collect materials in that area, both circulating collection materials and special collections materials.
I noticed, I guess I read somewhere along the way, too, you've enjoyed fixing up some historic homes.
Well, I think enjoyed might be a stretch at times. In retrospect, I enjoyed having fixed up the homes. But I like history, and it's really fun to be part of preserving something. My husband and I were lucky enough to at one point own a home on the National Register, which was a real treat. And I do think it's important. Architecture's an interest.
Now let's talk about some of your general views about libraries. Do you think the public's perception of a library today is dramatically different than it was 20 years ago?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I think libraries are places. Lots of libraries now have coffee shops, lots of technology. They're gathering places. We have exhibits, and lots of libraries have either galleries or integrated original artwork or historic paintings or some aspect of culture. Mm-hmm. So I think in lots of ways the very same appeal of a museum can be, if the library is warm and welcoming, it can be transferred to libraries.
Yeah. I'm sorry that this is the way it's going right now, but apparently with the economy the way it is, a lot of people are spending more time in the library, I guess looking on the internet, reading, you know, because the books you can check out. So it's interesting, you know, some ways with the way the economy is, that's more people are turning to libraries.
Well, interestingly, lots of academic libraries before any indication of a downturn in the economy started experiencing more students coming into them. And the reason for it is I think that libraries have come to understand their role on campus in supporting students. And what better place if you're a parent of a student than if they're not in the classroom for them to be in a library? So I do believe that we're changing in terms of how we see libraries. And while it's wonderful that we can assist folks by providing and sharing books during an economic downturn, our role on campus is to support our students and faculty and to try to make the library an intellectually interesting place, a place that they'll want to be. And part of the reason for coming here is to plan a library and develop a vision for a library that really is a place where your spirit soars when you go in the door, a place where it will draw students when they're not in class. And that's one of the exciting things about my job.
And when we say that, I guess we're not just thinking of one building necessarily, are we?
We do have a number of libraries that are focused on particular needs of faculty and students. One of the portions of my job that's going to be most enjoyable is having conversations about how we can improve all the libraries. But I do believe the chancellor has talked about a destination library, and we have to decide as a university community what that means. And I think that's going to be really fun the next few years, because we need to talk about that in lots of venues with alums, with faculty, with students, with the library professionals that have the expertise to add to that, and the administration. I think it's going to be exciting to develop a destination library for Vanderbilt.
And that means a place that people want to go to.
Several universities have libraries that are one of that would be either the symbol or one of the symbols of campus. Libraries have a very important symbolic meaning. They are the intellectual heart of a university. And what is a university? A university really is the intellectual center of the community it's in.
Talk a little bit about your perspective on the role of the library in the community.
A very important role at a university or a college for a library is to be to help develop a sense of community. And I think that our library is in a great position to work with faculty, to work with the community in Nashville, the community of libraries around the country, and to help Vanderbilt through collaborations, through programs, through exhibits, through a number of ways, create more of a sense of community, of pulling together people that are interdisciplinary and making those connections. As generalists, one of the things that we love is to learn what people on campus are doing. And if we can connect some of the projects and interests, and we can bring students in so they can see those connections, I think that's a wonderful contribution to the campus. And I hope that people will feel about our libraries that we're part of the heart of the campus, part of what connects all the different disciplines and schools, and over time they'll see projects that involve all of them. I think you might even want to think of a library, if we're functioning the way I'm describing, if we're doing that well, we might be called a hub for a campus.
Connie Benita Dowell is the new Dean of Libraries at Vanderbilt. For Interview, I'm Emery Dear Owens.